Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. It's a sportsethos.com presentation. Feel free to go and give us a follow on Twitter at Ethos Pelicans and at Lyle Swithenbank. We're back. The second night of the back-to-back, number two of the nightmare schedule is in the books. And tough sledding, I guess. Really, really difficult game. We didn't really fire a shot, despite a career night from Jose Alvarado, who's about the only one that had a crack. Otherwise, yeah, we looked a bit lackadaisical, a little bit stagnant, and looked tired. You know, we're an undermanned side with no JV, no BI, and still no Trey Murphy. Diddy injured and Kyrie injured as well, as we know, and Satoransky didn't get the nod. So, difficult night, but we're going to break it all down here, and we'll see what we can unpack from it. So, before we get into that, if you could go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your, wherever you listen to the podcast, Spotify, or where else are we? Everywhere. Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Dash Radio. If you listen live, that's on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern time, I think. So go and have a listen over at dashradio.com because we upload an episode on there as well, which is always good. And we get out there and, you know, people have a listen on all different platforms. So wherever you listen from, welcome. And let's break this game down. So to start off, the Boston Celtics came out flying. Honestly, we couldn't fire a shot. First quarter was woeful. Only managed a measly 15 points in the first quarter. And honestly, it was atrocious. We turned the ball over. We weren't hitting shots. Guys were getting three-point happy again, which I don't understand. I don't really understand when we decided that we're a three-point shooting team, particularly because we're actually ranked the worst in January for three-point shooting, as I talked about on the Denver recap. Difficult, particularly when Boston comes out and their two all-stars get going straight away, being Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Both look fantastic, and the Celtics really got whatever they wanted. It was pretty difficult. And again, you know, when you've got your guys out, you've got, I don't know, 40 to 50 points out between JV and Brandon Ingram, and therefore no closers as well, or no guys that are used to closing down the stretch, makes it really tough to win games. And this is a star-driven league. So I've got to put a little asterisk on it in terms of when you play against sides that are full strength, they expect to come in and win. And you can do everything you can, but at the end of the day, the all-stars are going to get theirs. And when you don't have any playing, it makes it pretty pretty tough to compete. Again, it was pretty atrocious, and there are ways that you can slow these guys down. We did not do that, and that's why the result was as it is. In the end, losing 107-97. Second quarter, same thing. 19 points we score. They score 25. We start responding a little bit, but that was mostly from the bench. The bench was huge for us. 19 points from Jose, a career high, and he was really the linchpin that kept us going. He was the jump starter. Everyone else just was a bit lackadaisical. And we didn't really fire a shot, despite this third quarter where we come out the half and realize that actually we got to have a crack. We really do. And it was led from Jose. And, you know, when that momentum starts shifting, you've really got to take advantage of it. So really good third quarter from the guys. 36-26. Their shots stopped falling. We start doing some stuff that we'd been better at. Moving the ball. Pass and move. Not settling for three-point shots. Getting to the basket. Causing turnoffs. Being disruptive. Turnovers, sorry. And being disruptive. And you know, all of a sudden it turns. And you're back in it. And then the last quarter, that momentum, we just couldn't close the game. And, you know, that's when the All-Stars really come to shine. Jason Tatum went off in the last quarter, and Jaylen Brown was fantastic as well. 40 points for Tatum, or 38 points they gave him, I thought it was 40, and Brown with 31, and they were everywhere, they were huge. Without them, there's not much else there at the team, but they were really, really impressive. And the guys that were defending them had their work cut out. It was a tough night. Robert Williams is fantastic at the center position for them. While he doesn't score that much, only 8 points, had 16 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 blocks. And the amount of shots that he altered by being able to rotate across effectively and being so athletic that you had to shoot over him, it makes it tough to really get in there and do those layups that we used to. You know, the coast-to-coast that Josh Hart likes to do, and some of these shorter guys like to drive to the basket. Well, Robert Williams is athletic enough that he alters those shots and also is happy to swat you as well. And it made it pretty tough. But disappointing loss. Again, you're an understrength side. We've only won 2 games this year when Brandon Ingram doesn't play. So 2 games and lost 11, which, while you're going to steal a couple now and then, when you don't have your star, you don't have your lead scorer, it makes it really tough. And if anything, it highlights that we need some help. I know Zion's going to come back at some point, but there still needs to be someone else who can create shots. You know, Jonas Valanciunas was out as well. He needs to receive the ball. He doesn't create them. He might create a little bit out of the post, but we need someone else that can jumpstart an offense, because at the moment we've got Jose. Nikhil can do it in spurts, but then he gets a bit trigger happy. And while he wasn't bad on yesterday against the Celtics, he wasn't great either. 5 points after his 31 point the game before. Didn't get trigger happy, but, you know, 2 of 9 shooting, 5 assists. And when he did pass the ball, he looked good. But there just wasn't enough offense. All of the starters in double figures, but no one lifted the lid off. No one shot particularly well either. I mean, Herb Jones, 36%. Devontae Graham had 27% shooting. Nikhil was 22%. Makes it really tough when Jose's your leading scorer, when that's not his role, but happily stepped into it. It makes it really tough to win. If we go over to the team stats, the Celtics managed to shoot 53% from the field to our 43. Three-pointers. We hit 8 three-pointers for the whole game, 8 of 36. While an improvement on some of the other games, 25% is not going to get it done. They shot 14 of 41, 34%. Free throws. They only had 11 attempts for the whole game, hit 7 of them. We had 17 of 23. So you've got those opportunities to claw back. You know, you lose by 10, but you leave 6 free throws on the table. All of a sudden, it's a 4-point game and it changes. They had 31 assists. They're not a big assist team at all, but they managed to move the ball. They get 12 out of Marcus Smart. Everyone else is creating. Jason Tatum had a fair few assists as well. We only have 22. You know, these are fundamentals that is part of our offense, is being able to move the ball and making each other better. We have that paint to great mentality, the 0.5 offense, and all of that is move the ball, and if you got a good shot, see if you can get a better shot. Collapse the defense by getting in the paint. And we tried to do that. We just weren't very good at executing it. No blocks for the game. They had 7 turnovers, 14 to 13. And no one really capitalized off those points off turnovers, which was good from both sides being able to limit those transition scores. But when we play well, we cause those issues and then push the ball. And we really weren't that good in transition on the night. It was a disappointing loss, but again, not unexpected. And you know, you think back, well, this was meant to be 3 games. We're playing 6. It was meant to be 3-game homestand. Instead, we're playing all over the countryside with 6, or with 2 back-to-back, or 3 back-to-backs, pardon me, in 9 nights. How is... you know, you don't expect these guys to be able to continue to sustain the minutes that they're playing, because they're not used to them. These guys have now all had to play 30 minutes and upwards of 20 for these bench guys, which they're not used to. And while you have that next man up mentality, what can you do? You just have to take it in your stride. And you, unfortunately, despite the fact we got to 11th and we're only a game out of the 10th spot for that play-in spot, you know, we now fall to 12th and we're a couple of games out. Spurs have had DeJounte Murray out and Derek White. So, you know, they lost today, which means that we need to really continue to exploit the wins when we can. So we've got a really tough road trip coming up again over in the East Coast, Detroit, who beat Cleveland today, and also the Cleveland Cavaliers. So if you can steal one of those on the road or both of them, that would be really handy if we got both. You know, that's the dream. We need those wins. We need to start banking the wins when teams are getting hurt and, you know, on the road. The road, we've been woeful. So we really need to improve that as a team and continue to build towards a play. And that's the goal. Because if you get healthy and you get Zion back, or whether you do or you don't, Brandon Ingram back, you get Jonas back, those guys win. You know, they help you win. So if you can get in a position to play in the play-in spot, there's no reason why we can't win a couple of games in the play-in. So that's got to be the go-to. If we get to the 10th spot, we take on the Clippers. We've beaten them. You know, they're 26 and 26 on the season. We've beaten them twice. Minnesota's there. We've beaten them twice. And the Lakers, I don't think we've played against them yet, but, you know, they've been nothing but terminally average. They're less than 500, just like us. Any of those teams you get to take on, well, so be it. But you got to get there first. Otherwise, we're sitting there waiting to get another lottery pick and develop another young fella. So do we want to do that, or do we want to start winning? That's the big question. And when you're in the middle of the end of January, you got a couple of months left of the season, All-Star break coming up, well, it's now or never. We got to make some decisions. And whether that is a trade at the February deadline or February 10 deadline, I don't know. But we've got to do something. So decision-making has to... And I'm sure there are meetings going on that we are not privy to, deciding what they want to do with this season. And I suppose it'll be based off what Zion's doing, what Brandon Ingram looks like. We got all these pick swaps and extra picks and things like that. Do we want to draft again, or do we want to flip them for that big piece that perhaps... Maybe it's a CJ McCollum. Maybe it's a De'Aaron Fox. I don't know. Maybe it's Sabonis. I've seen all of these different people floated with the Pelicans. But I honestly don't know who they're going to go for. I think there will be some tough conversations. And it depends what team wants to blow it up. You know, Portland have been sitting as this perennial playoff team, but never a champion. And we saw that with different teams throughout the journey. You know, Raptors, for example, were sitting there winning, and then just couldn't get over the hump with Dwayne Casey. So they make a move. They trade DeMar DeRozan, go and get Kawhi Leonard. Why do I think we can do that? Well, no, I don't think we can just swing for the fences and all of a sudden make the finals, but there's no reason why we can't improve. And, you know, Portland are going to have to do something like that. They've taken Dame and CJ probably as far as they can. I don't know whether or not there's an ability for them to improve and get to the championship with the roster they have. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over there at the Blazers. So, all right. So, three key takeaways from this game. Number one, stars. It's a stars-driven league. You don't have your stars, it makes it very difficult to win. It really does. And to manage to drag back to 10 points after getting absolutely belted in the first half, well, all credit to you. But at the end of the day, the stars come to play, and they're very tough to contain. When they want to get 38 points, they'll go and get 38 points. And when they're on, they're on, particularly when you let them get in rhythm. That makes it very tough to contain them down the stretch when they're already feeling it. Now, the second key takeaway is an assessment needs to happen of what is going to happen this year. If we can't win, well, what do we do? Do we tank? I don't ever believe in tanking. I think you got to have a crack to the very final siren, and then the chips fall where they lay. You know, you really need to... but there needs to be a plan. The plan needs to be either we go for it and we swing for the fences trying to get a top-tier acquisition and bring someone else in, whether that be a CJ or a De'Aaron or any of those guys? Or do you say, all right, well, the current composition of the team is not right. We need someone off the bench, or we need a new a point guard. I saw Jalen Brunson may be available, but he'll be an unrestricted free agent, so it could be a rental. I don't know if he gets you there, particularly for what you have to give up for him. I don't know. But the conversations need to be happening, and no doubt they are, but a decision needs to be made before this February 10 trade deadline, because we made a mid-season trade last year and won us a few extra games before the injuries. I don't know. We'll work it out. Finally, Jose has gone from strength to strength, and the fact that this bloke's still on two-way contract and we can't find a spot for him, I think it's a little bit tough. I can see some blokes that aren't on two-way contracts that he is out playing and has continually brought more and contributed more than other guys that are sitting on the roster that that are on proper deals. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the Pelicans do about looking after him. I mean, they put his jersey in the team store. If that's not enough to say this bloke's got to be around for a while, well, I don't know what is. You don't make that many jerseys and you don't put them in your team store if the bloke's not going to be here long term. So let's get that deal done. Let's get him some proper money so he doesn't have to have Embiid pay. I mean, proper money is still more than a lot of people earn, but, you know, NBA money where he's not asking for handouts from Joel Embiid, and, you know, he's been able to support his own family, you know, and get him here because he's a big culture guy. And a contributor as well, you know, leading scorer in the game, and a true point guard. He doesn't say die, he just keeps going, he never stops, and I really appreciate what Jose brings to this team. So, before I wrap up, I would like to thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code HoopBall on the third page of sign up. That'll give you some deposit match bonuses, and manscaped.com, of course. HoopBall20 is that code, 20% off free shipping. We know the drill. Also, thrivefantasy.com. Go and help out our daily fantasy partner there, and use the code ETHOS, and that'll give you some deposit match bonuses and free game tickets as well. Who else have we got? We've got ExpressVPN, use the code HoopBall at expressvpn.com/HoopBall. That'll give you 3 extra months. And yeah, make sure you go and follow everything over at Sports Ethos as well. We've got heaps of stuff going on over there. Check it out, because while we do some Pel stuff, we do NBA, we do fantasy, we got so many different shows, NFL, it's all starting to happen over there. So watch out. And also the big trade deadline live show, that's coming up. That's going to be going for, 3 or 4 hours. So enjoy that. We're going to have a whole heap of different people on there. And that's over at Sports Ethos as well. There is the link going around. I'll share it again so that everyone can see it. But otherwise, we will just about leave it at that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, before we pack up, I'd like to welcome Wenyan Gabriel back on a 10-day COVID deal. He takes his old number back, and welcome back, Wenyan. He was a great contributor last year, whether that was just from his supportive role on the bench, or when he did get in the game, he contributed. So happy to have him back, and really nice guy. Seems to be well liked by the team, and glad to see him back in the league, although it is only for a 10-day, so we'll see what happens there, and hopefully he can find a sticking point soon where he can continue to grow and stick in there. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'll have a chat to you after the next back-to-back, which starts tomorrow. And look after yourselves. And bye for now.